There is a new film out of Israel called Walk on Water. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says the movie is a little top-heavy with issues, but still worth seeing.
Walk on Water is complex and paradoxical, at times frustrating, but always engaging, something like the country that produced it. Walk on Water touches on cultural, political, historical, and even sexual issues. It deals with what happens when the past intrudes on the present, and with the consequences of giving an enemy a human face. At first, though, Walk on Water has the feeling of a conventional espionage thriller. We watch as Eyal, a top agent for the super-secret Mossad, coolly and efficiently goes about his risky business overseas.
Help! Hadi saidni! Arjukum! Help! Help! Hassan!
But when he returns home to Israel, Eyal has to confront a personal tragedy. Then one of his bosses assigns him to pretend to be a tourist guide for a German brother and sister whose grandfather is a Nazi mass murderer still at large. If this sounds complicated, it is only the setup for a plot which walks the line between holding our interest and giving into melodrama. Filmmaker Eitan Fox has compounded his problem by making English the only language the characters have in common. It does not show the Israeli and German actors in their best light.
Do you have a nice plan for today?
Well, we have many options. We can go see Christian holy places or places mentioned in the Bible. Whatever Axel wants.
There are so many places I want to see. Haifa is beautiful, isn't it? And I also want to see the Sea of Galilee, Kinneret.
Kinneret? Mm. You seem to know the country pretty well.
I've always been interested in Israel. I also want to see Palestinian cities. Can we go to the West Bank?
It's the other direction. Anyway, why do you want to go there?
Why not?
Balanced against this are the fascinating areas of contemporary conflict that Walk on Water has the nerve to investigate, starting with the difficulties today's descendants of both the Germans and the Jews have in finding common ground. This tension is echoed in the way the film touches on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The German is determined to befriend the Palestinians.
Did you ever think why these people are doing this? I mean, how desperate they must be to go out and kill themselves?
The Israeli, who refers to him as a patronizing German peacenik, is furious that he cares.
What's to think? They're animals. There's a lot to think. They have mothers and children. So why do they come and kill innocent mothers and children here? There's nothing to think about.
The possibility that Israelis may be using sufferings of the past as an excuse to ignore current realities is one of the points this film clearly wants to make. Yet another area of tension between the Mossad agent and his German charge is sexual. The Israeli is a smoldering heterosexual, the German an unapologetic homosexual. There is no way all of these topics can fit smoothly and comfortably into the same film, and they don't here. But it is fascinating to watch the filmmakers try. Walk on Water is not always convincing, but by dealing with a broad range of important issues, it does manage to command our attention.
Yeah.